I Am David by Anne Holm. Chapter 1. David lay quite still in the darkness, listening to the men's low muttering. But this evening he was aware of their voices only as a vague, meaningless noise in the distance, and he paid no attention to what they were saying.
"You must get away tonight," the man had told him. "Stay awake, so that you're ready just before the guards changed. When you see me strike a match, the current will be cut off and you can climb over. You'll have half a minute for it, no more."
In his mind's eye, David saw once again the grey, bare room he knew so well. He saw the man, and was conscious, somewhere in the pit of his stomach, of the hard knot of hate he felt whenever he saw him. The man's eyes were small, repulsive, light in colour, their expression never changing. His face was gross and fat. David had known him all his life, but he never spoke to him more than was barely necessary to answer his questions. And though he had known his name for as long as he could remember, he never said anything but "the man" when he spoke about him or thought of him. Giving him a name would be like admitting that he knew him. It would place him on an equal footing with the others. But that evening he had spoken to him. He had said, "And if I don't escape?" The man had shrugged his shoulders.
"That'll be none of my business. I have to leave here tomorrow, and whatever my successor may decide to do about you, I shan't be able to interfere. But you'll soon be a big lad, and there's need in a good many places for those strong enough to work."
David knew only too well that those other places would not be any better than the camp where he now was. "And if I get away without being caught, what then?" he had asked.